Good morning. I'm Mark Allen with Gaper.io, and I'm here today with Ramon Ray, the publisher of ZoneOfGenius.com. What an interesting name. So good afternoon, Ramon. How you doing today?
Mark, I am so pleasantly well and blessed. You wouldn't even believe it. I should be duplicated some days, but I feel great and glad to be here with the Gaper.io audience and see if we can provide insight for your community. So thank you. Appreciate it, Mark.
Well, thank you, Ramon. And if we ever figure out how to clone humans, maybe you'll be the first one. How's that?
That could be dangerous, man. We'll see.
It could be dangerous. Two Ramones running around out there.
Oh, boy. My wife would be go crazy.
Hey, you could have one doing the chores, though, for you. You know, you can take advantage of this.
I'm liking that.
The honey list. You could do, one could do the honey-do list.
That's right. That's right.
So to start with, why don't you tell us what you were doing before Zone of Genius?
Sure. Absolutely. So I'm a five-time entrepreneur, started five small businesses and sold three of them, authored a number of books. Latest book is Celebrity CEO, all about personal branding. And of course, as you've said, I'm a publisher of zoneofgenius.com. But before I was doing that, which was relatively recently, I was doing kind of similar things. My recent forte has been creating content. So one of my companies was smallbiztechnology.com. a media company providing great content for small business owners and focused on technology that I sold. And then in 2015, I launched smarthustle.com. And that was a platform and still existing platform focused on small business and entrepreneurship. And just shortly, I recently sold that. And now I focus on zoneofgenius.com. And really of recent late mark, the last year or two, I've been in a community on Clubhouse called Breakfast with Champions. Mm. And my eyes have been opened more to personal development. I've always, probably like yourself, I assume, thought I was a pretty decent person. I am fit and I wake up early and I'm on time and I'm blessed to live a good life. But in that community, the more personal development, hardcore Tony Robbins people and Eric Thomas, hip hop preacher, if you know him, you know that personal development side has been more infused in me. And so it's opened my ears to say, you know what? Business is important. How do you use Twitter? How do you use Facebook? Or how do you get a job? How do you be a better engineer? Whatever it is, but also the person. How am I whole? So that's a long answer to why I'm now running and excited to build zoneofgenius.com.
Well, and it sounds like your previous experience really led you to start Zone of Genius. Is that a good way to look at it?
So tell us
what Zone of Genius is all about.
Yeah, bottom line, I think that, Mark, you find that some people in life or many people in life, they wake up in the morning and they're not happy with what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And I think you have some people, I've been there, I worked at the United Nations for many, many years, and it was a good place, but I wasn't happy there. I didn't wake up excited. Mm-hmm. It got to be a bit toxic and a bit not a great place. But you do some things you do to make a living. Mm-hmm. I think other people are really blessed and happy that they can do what they love, mm-hmm. combine with what they're great at. And historically, you know, there's many books added. I'm not the first one who said that. That's kind of in your zone of genius. So mm-hmm. I guess for me, that's what really has prompted me. And what excites me about this is that, can I do a small part? Oprah's done it. Tony Robbins have done it. Brene Brown's done it and many others. But can I bring my version of how can we live life fulfilled? How can we wake up excited, wake up happy by being in our zone of genius? And that's my passion, what I want to do. I want to have events, people. I want to have you on my platform, your audience. How mm-hmm. can we champion living life fulfilled by being in our zone of genius?
Oh, that's actually sounds quite interesting. So
thank you.
Well, and it's interesting too, because we're just coming through the pandemic, but it seems like a lot of people went through this transformation. Like, mm-hmm. you know, COVID, basically people were home more and they like, is this really what I want to do with my life? So do you think that had something to do with the starting of this?
Yeah, I think so. I think that maybe not for me personally, but I think that, you know, I don't know the numbers, but let's say arguably half of people, you know, may have their own business and in the addressable working market, the other half may be working for a company. I don't know if those numbers are accurate. But the point being, I think that, yes, when the world two years ago, whatever it was, kind of stopped, mm-hmm. this was cataclysmic, Mark, similar to 9/11. There are moments in our life, the Challenger exploding. People may remember that. Some people may not. They're older, but I remember that. I was a mm-hmm. little boy, but I remember the Challenger exploded. So these are some times in life, right? Our parents may have had World War II, Vietnam War, whatever it is. So the COVID stopping was a time and place, Mark, that I think arrested, stopped the whole globe at the same time.
Yeah.
And this opened up a lot of psychological, emotional, anthropological, using big words that I can't spell, things for people. So yes, I think Mark being at home working in his, even though you may have been doing it, but, you know, metaphorically, working on his laptop computer at home with a baby next to him, never did it before. Mm-hmm. Ramon Ray opening up the ironing board to try to do a Zoom call and telling mm-hmm. my wife, mm-hmm. we've never done it. But so that's the downside. And again, my heart, I want to acknowledge those frontline workers and those who maybe at entry level jobs, you know, who couldn't just do that. Oh, I'll open up my laptop and do a Zoom. So acknowledge them. But point being is that, yes, now Mark and Ramon are like, you know what? I've always wanted to live in Denver. I've always wanted to visit Turkey. I'm an engineer. I have expertise. I can use my mind. Mm-hmm. I can get a high powered computer and do it from anywhere. So yes, part of that aspect of what does it mean to live life fulfilled? I can travel less on the highway. So it's opened up that too. I think for me, yes. Are we in our zone of genius?
It's interesting. You bring up my baby, which my baby is.
Didn't even know.
My baby is 32 now.
Lovely. I have adult kids too.
And he actually moved to, not to Denver, but to Colorado Springs. He always wanted to live in Colorado Springs.
Who knew?
And he, once a week, he climbs some 14,000 foot mountain. And that's what he loves.
Nice.
And he's also a web developer. So he's, you know, he's in his zone of genius. Yes. He just doesn't know it.
Ooh, I love it.
Right? Nice. And I think that it's kind of funny. I think, too, you might agree with this or disagree. It seems like the younger generation is more in tune with this than, you know, I'm in my 60s, you know, where we...
I'll be 50 this year. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, we had, you go to college, you get a job, you work 40 years, you collect a pension, right? Well, not so much the pension anymore, but would you agree with that it does seem to be more in tune with the younger generation?
I think so. And of course, younger means as time goes on, those who are 10 years younger than us, whatever, they're in that, the younger generation, and because technology's evolved, right? If you and I could have been 60, but if it was 20 years in the future, you get my point. We didn't have the tools that people. So I think you're right. My son, I recall, just along with what you said, I wanted to pay him something to do something, $5,000, something that Mark, probably you or I, at the right season in our life. Yeah. He was like, well, you know, I'm not interested. What? He's like, I just don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. So to your point, yes, it's that happiness, backpack, guitar, and a computer will travel for minimum wage. Who figured? Who knew?
I know. Well, there's a whole industry of that. They're called digital nomads, and they love it. And it's funny because I think about it, and I'm like, yeah, maybe I should try it.
And I think also when you're young, I know I had kids when I had my children when I was young. So for me, being at the UN that long, even I didn't love it, I couldn't, meaning I was responsible to my family jump. But I think, I think especially immigrants, their parents – are having to less a grip on that. Get a college degree. We came to America. Just to deviate a bit here, but many of the immigrants, they're kind of fighting with their kids. Their kids are like, mom or dad, thanks for coming here from India or Africa, but I know how to code. I can make $80,000 in my room with a bottle of Coke. Please let me try it.
Yeah. I know. It's amazing how, you know, it has transformed. And who knows where it's going to go, right? Yeah. I think, this brings up the gig economy. What do you think? I mean, COVID got everyone, I'm not going to say everyone, because you said there's a lot of people that could not work remotely or work from home, but a lot of people could.
Yes.
Now that they can go back to work, it seems like they're like, I kind of like that working from home. Have you noticed that?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. There's a debate on that. Some people say, I know the president of Zoho and maybe Elon, I can't remember the exact attribution, but they were saying that for people who already know each other, me and Mark have worked together for 10 years. Me and Mark can work from home and see each other once a year. We're fine. Mm-hmm. But when if let's say me and Mark don't know each other and I've just been hired by Mark, now it's a little different because I never met Mark. So but I think for me, Mark, and again, I think we're talking in general terms and segments, but yes, many of the people I know, especially they've been blessed to have a decent sized home or apartment. Like in this case, I have a private office here. My family's upstairs. I can hear them. My niece is here, et cetera. I'm living a dream. So yes, there's a segment of people. We are just fine with a nice laptop computer, a gaming chair behind us in our converted living room. And maybe we have some kids are a little older, right? Especially.
It helps.
We're good. We're good.
Yeah. See, I'm up in the clouds, man. It's great. I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area. So, a couple times a day, I'll just take a walk down to the bay just because it's there.
I'm getting ready to go to the park right now with my niece and get some chicken from Popeyes. We're going to go play in the park in about 20 minutes.
That sounds great. So Zone of Genius, let's get back to that, because sure. You know, a lot of technical people, that's what they're really good at. Right. I was very good at math. Both of my kids, both my daughter works at a very large tech company that rhymes with Google. You could probably guess who that is. She's not, sure. She doesn't like this. Sure. And my son works with me, right?
Nice.
And it seems like Zone of Genius, it applies to techies a lot. Would you agree? Because it's what they're really good at. Now, how do they find out that work-life balance? That's what they're not so good at. Would you agree?
Yes, I think so. And I think you're right. I think that going on the techie side, staying there, you're a great engineer. You really got to love engineering or love whatever technical thing you're doing. But then, as you said, there's the intense work. Many of my friends, I'm sure you have colleagues, working all-nighters, working very late, development products, headaches, push. So, you know, but I think you're right. I think somehow if you can find that you're doing what you love. And part of that, I must say, is, are you doing it with a company that you love? Are you working for marketing? He's like, guys, it's Friday. I told you, 1 month out of the year, I don't want to see anything in the Slack channel or you're all fired, jokingly. Mm. You know, that's the kind of place you want to, that's the place who lives it. Mark's saying, nope, I don't send emails at 3 a.m. It's hard though, Mark. I get it's hard in this because everybody's fast paced, but you're right. To the technical people, the engineers out there and others in the technical fields, can you find that balance? And if you can't find that balance in your work, here's one thing I say, schedule ahead of time. I'm off. Or Saturday, hey boss, I let y'all know I'm not working. Go have a great day. Go horseback riding, fishing, sleep, do something meaningful when you have that downtime. Don't bring open the computer and just eat a bag of Doritos and Netflix, unless that's really, really what you want to do. And if it's a Jason Bourne movie, then maybe you can.
Jason Bourne. I just saw The Gray Man. That was actually similar to Jason Bourne. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Very similar. Right. But it's sort of the other thing I think with technical people, and you could agree or disagree, especially when they're younger, that's all they do.
Yeah.
Right. And I think, I mean, I remember when I was in my young 20s, we would work hard all week and then Friday night, happy hour, right?
That's right. But that's exactly right.
But I think,
and even myself, Mark, I love what I do so much. I have to discipline myself and break away. I mean, you and I, it looks like we love what we do. But even I say, Ramon, you've been on the computer too much. Get on the computer and watch Netflix instead. I'm joking on that. Yeah. But go outside and take a walk.
Well, I think, or find something else you're passionate about.
Yes.
In my case, it's sports. I love to play sports, right? I like to watch sports, but I love to play sports. And there's a big difference.
Nice.
Right. And what, how about yourself? What is, if you're not doing this, what do you love to do?
Yeah, I think I love a lot of things. I love experiences, being with my friends and having some nice Indian food at a good restaurant, watching a good movie with people, being around family. Like I mentioned, my niece several times, I had my adult niece here this past weekend. I have my child niece, 10 years old, here now. So I think experiences, Mark. I don't have too many passions. Like I want to go horseback riding or fishing or kayaking. I should probably, because I'd like to do that one day. Mm. But really being around people and serving people. I'm very involved in my church. So that's my outlet. If Ramon's not working, not at a computer, which I love to do, podcasting and RSS feeds and XML and WordPress and databases, I can do that all day. When I'm not doing that though, spending time with people, having a good laugh and maybe a bottle of Coca-Cola or something.
That sounds good. Well, tell you what, if you're ever in the Bay Area, why don't we get together? And I like to play golf, so maybe we can do a four and a half hour walk around a golf course.
How I love it. Sound? I love it. Sounds delightful.
Yes. So to just to wrap this up, what do you think, like going forward, and what advice would you give to people in general and to the people in technology?
Yeah.
Because technology is only getting to be more and more part of our life. Would you agree?
It is, for sure. So, I think the more that you can communicate, if you're in a job now, the more that you can communicate to your peers and to your boss and have an open dialogue of what their expectations are, the happier you'll be. Then you can decide, let me move towards that and keep communicating with my boss. And I know that he or she's happy. You're on your way to living life fulfilled. Because not that the pressure is less per se, but there's clear communication. So now it's a different pressure. Or you can find they want me to work 90 hours a week. This is for sure. They said it. And there's no let up. Now, thank you. I'm clear still and I can look somewhere else. Yeah. So I think clear communication is the best thing we can ask for. And to make sure in your downtime that you maximize every single moment.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. And you're right. Not all bosses are open to what you just said, right? So it's good to find that out early, right?
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Absolutely. They know if they're working for Ramon or Mark, you know what? work 1 hour a week. We're good. Ha, said no one.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because my son does, we work together, but I'm kind of the lead. And it's once a week, I want to just go climb a mountain. I'm like, you know, you're young. Do it while you're young because I can't climb those 14,000-foot mountains. I can do maybe 10, but not 14.
Absolutely.
So, Ramon, it's been great talking to you. I love Zone of Genius. I'm going to go on there and start following you guys. It sounds like a great idea. And
I appreciate it.
It's Monday morning. It's still Monday morning here. Have a great rest of your week. It sounds like you will.
I sure will, Mark. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right.